Hello everybody, the Premier League has finally returned and we have got a brand new show for you all where we review the weekend's action, look at all the big talking points and we've got the football fill-in 60 second quiz, champ and chump of the week, unpopular opinion, and to top it all off, we're joined by the football encyclopedia himself, Fogden.
That's a very nice way of putting it.
Welcome mate, welcome. And we have also got Mark Goldbridge. He has currently got steam coming out of his ears because Manchester United got off to an awful start yesterday. Mark,
welcome.
Glad to be here. Not glad about the weekend, but we'll discuss it.
We're going to get right into it. Come on, let's go. Right, Mark, come on. Give it to me. What happened yesterday?
I'm hoping this is a bit of a dream and this is Sunday morning. It was, to be honest, I don't feel surprised. I just feel disappointed.
Really?
I think that opening day, everybody, whether you're a Bolton fan, who do you support?
Tottenham.
Tottenham fan.
Even though I've got an Arsenal shirt, yeah. I'm a Tottenham fan.
Everybody, you're a Tottenham fan?
Yeah, well, as a kid, like as you grow up, you don't, because you know what I mean? You have to let go of that kind of stuff, but you know.
But West Brom is like...
West Brom, we support West Brom, we support Watford, but yeah.
Everyone you played for, basically.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But sorry, Mark, go on.
No, let's avoid the topic. I think everyone's optimistic on the opening day, but, you know, within a few minutes, it just became very apparent that... What really disappoints me, and I've said this before, is that all these players, for me, don't deserve to play for Manchester United. They should have been on the bench or sold, a lot of them. And they got a chance yesterday that I don't think they deserved. And as an ex-pro yourself, maybe you can delve into that. They get this chance. They know they were terrible last year. It's a brand new manager at Old Trafford. And then they play the same as last year. I don't get that mentality. You don't deserve a second chance. You get it. And then you play the same as last year. And all this Ten Hag football that we know he can play. He said after the game, we were surprised by Brighton because they played a different way. They didn't play out from the back, so we couldn't press and they hit the long ball. That shows you how limited these mentality players are. That... they've probably gone out there. Oh, they're not playing the prep. We can't press them because they're hitting the long ball. Adapt. Mm. They just can't do it. They're so wooden.
I can honestly say, before the game, right? Before the game, we were watching it actually in here. And I honestly thought Brighton were going to win the game before the game had even started. Wow. Before the game had even started. It was ridiculous. Like, the game kicked off and straight away, it was a bit end-to-end, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a bit end-to-end.
It was flat for United. Yeah. The crowd are always up for it. You can't knock the Old Trafford crowd. But the players, I was stunned by how slow the start was. I thought first 5-10 minutes, like Arsenal did on Friday night at Palace away, I thought we're going to press them, we're going to really get the crowd up. Yeah. This is the new era. And it was almost like rabbits in the headlights. I don't know. If I was Ten Hag, I would have been fuming.
But you know what the problem is? You need a rebrand. You need new players in. The fact you didn't get De Jong in time shows, the players clearly were at fault on the weekend. But you've got to blame the recruitment team as well.
Right, talking about transfers then, right? Because the transfer window has been a shambles.
Yeah.
It has been an absolute shambles. And we're going to talk about some players that the United are actually trying to look to buy, which is bonkers. But talk to me about one of the new signings that played on Saturday, Lisandro Martinez. What are you saying about him?
I thought, to be fair, he had a bad game. I know that's not going to be very popular. That could be my unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But I don't think he played particularly well, but he's playing with Harry Maguire. He's not playing with Jurrien Timber. At Ajax, they play a high line. He's got a recovery pace centre-back with him. Welbeck ain't the best striker in the world.
No.
He was probably man of the match. Yeah. He was very clever. He played on the shoulder. Martinez is not as quick as I thought he was. And that high line that Ten Hag wants to play, Maguire can't play it. Yeah. Maguire's decent if he's in a back five, he's playing for England and he's on the edge of his box. But I don't think Martinez and Maguire works. But what terrifies me is, I never thought I'd live in a world where Rafael Varane is on the bench.
Yeah.
For any centre-back.
I thought you'd go
that.
Three-back at least. Do you think Lissandro's height's a problem?
I don't think it will be. I personally think Martinez and Varane is quite clearly a very good centre-back pair.
In a two. You think 5'9" is still okay for a centre-back?
Yeah, because most people play with one. And as long as you're clever, then...
That's not going to be his role anyway.
Yeah, they weren't clever yesterday. Like there was a time where Welbeck drifted into the centre in the second half, got a free header up against Martinez. You're in trouble there, you're right.
But that's
not clever.
They're going to force it on his side.
You can see Maguire going to Welbeck and going to Martinez. That's your man.
Right.
No, you've got to go with him, Harry. You're 6 foot, £80 million. We bought you for your forehead, haven't we? That's what you've got to go with him. So yeah, they didn't work well yesterday.
I think from what I saw from Martinez yesterday, I thought he looks like he's obviously a player. He's a baller.
Cultured,
it's almost like he should be a midfielder. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And holding mid, You need a holding mid.
We should have done that yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Left footed as well.
Varane on, Lissandro in front.
Well, Fred, I've seen you play centre mid. I'd have played Pogba. and get on the clips. Yeah, I would. No, I would. I thought Fred was that. Would that you've got to put that on the manager? Fred is a holding midfielder. Fred gets a lot of stick, but Fred is go and get the ball. Go and get the ball. Sit him in front of your back four to dictate the play.
Do you know what? I saw a couple of replays of the goals now, and if you watch the second goal back, right, Bruno Fernandes doesn't track back. He gets there too late. Watching him at first, the ball, they get break. So Man United are getting broke on for fun, by the way. And they look so exposed, yeah? But Bruno just sort of walks it back, and then realises he has to run in. But by the time he gets there, he's the nearest player to Trossard to put it in the back of the net. Well, for the shots or it's for the
I've got to do this, Ben, actually. You just reminded me of something. When I did your podcast last time, we spoke about Scott McTominay. That got clipped, and everyone was like, well, Ben Foster knows more than Goldbridge. Look, at Goldbridge is always going on to McTominay. I think you said that when you played against them, all the lads on the coach had said what a good player he was.
Yeah.
He's rubbish, mate.
He didn't have a good game yesterday.
He's not. His last good game was Burnley in January. Like, he is the biggest mystery in football. No United fan can understand
he shouldn't start.
Why he gets picked. But there must be something going on because you said that to me. Every manager we've had picks him. He's dreadful. That Casido never broke sweat and made him look. It was men against
you
boys.
Were buzzing off that Casido, weren't you?
So I said, they've sold Bissouma and they've already got the replacement.
Oh, he's brilliant.
He was meant to be the next big thing. United were linked with him back in the day, you'll know that.
Yeah.
And they made a profit off Bissouma and now he's going to smash it for years to come. They'll probably sell him for 56
million. How can someone like Brighton pick up players like that and Man United?
Because they get regular game time. They come in, they play in the Premier League and they shine against the top six and then they get the big money move.
So then we say in the news today and like at the back of the game yesterday, Man United linked with a couple players, right? Mm. And instead of like the big boys, you're thinking, oh, the young transfer must be going through or something. No, Man United are getting linked with Marko Arnautovic for 10 mil and Rabiot.
Yeah.
What are you saying about them two?
It's embarrassing.
Well, the Arnautovic thing, it's funny. I was on TalkSport last night and then somebody said to me that one of the journalists around United had said, this is an embarrassment to Man United fans. And I thought, fair play for a journalist actually saying what it normally has to be. But it's true. He is an absolute... I would not have took him at 27 at West Ham. He's been to China for 2 years. He's come back to Serie A. He's playing for Bologna. He's 33. He's going to be 34 next year. God. He's a wish, Cavani. He's a Poundland Cavani. And he's had three injuries last year.
And when Ronaldo's fully fit, he's not going to get any game time.
But the scary thing is, what is he going to do? If you're going for an Arnautovic, is that because Ronaldo's going? Or is it because we're not going to get this Sesko lad?
It's a worry.
The deeper meaning of what that signing could be.
But also Sesko, he seems a bit of a hype, to be honest. I'm not sure. Until he proves it in the top five league.
He'll go to somebody ambitious.
Yeah. It's a good point. At this point in time, why would you go United, right? Ben, we discussed this last time. If you're an up-and-coming player, you don't want to enter that toxic dressing room, the fan base. That's the problem.
You know what's happened, though? Ten Hag did an interview on Friday, and he was asked about transfers, and it was great then. We were all positive, and he's like, it's not about any player. It's about the right player. You know what's happened after yesterday? He's gone, forget the right player. I'll take any player. Anybody who's free. Because to be honest, that's what you would do.
Okay, it is time for What You're Wearing. Every week we ask the guests to wear a football shirt. It could be current, it could be retro. What are we wearing today, Thogden?
The Bournemouth away shirt this year. I thought the way they released it was absolutely beautiful. It's got like a palm design on the front representing Bournemouth Beach. I think it's one of the wackiest away kits.
So that's large, yeah? Stand up. Let me see what the large is like, all right?
Fits me, all right, to be fair.
You've been in the gym lately as well. You're filling it out, man.
Actually, I've not been in the gym. I've had too many dominoes. That's the problem. I'm putting it on the pies. That's why I'm feeding the larges. But no, they go well. I don't often wear English clubs, but I think this is so wacky. And it's Bournemouth. Who hates Bournemouth?
And they got off to a good start this weekend, by the way. Fair play to Bournemouth. Yeah. But you did bring a shirt in.
I did.
Look at this bad boy.
Yeah.
Take a look at this.
The 94-95 season.
Look at that. That is a lovely shirt, isn't it?
Stars on the sides. Lovely.
Oh, wow. Right, so who would have worn this? 1995, Juventus away.
Antonio Conte.
Oh.
And Baggio. I mean, obviously, Baggio's
Baggio. Baggio would have
been in that. Antonio Conte, we're going to speak about him this week. You wanted to link the player shirt.
I like it, mate. Yeah. It's a lovely shirt, that.
But Bournemouth are winning it because 2-0 against Villa. Great result. Kiefer Moore, we'll get into it.
Right, Goldbridge, come on, give us yours.
94, 95, Manchester United away kit, made famous by a Cantona kick at Selhurst Park. Probably my, well, it's my second favourite kit, but the other one I was going to wear was the navy blue with the black splatter.
It's our first away kit.
Trouble is the arms are massive. It looks like I think
is
I'll
that
take
like Kanchowski sort of era, that one?
Yeah, Giggsy, Ince, Robson.
What do you think about the blue on a United shirt though?
Yeah, I like it. I loved this as a kid. This is not the one I had as a kid. I can't get into that. So I bought this a few years ago.
Do you not think it's like risky with blue?
No, I like it. I like it.
How much are these shirts worth nowadays?
I think this cost me about 150 quid about five years ago. But
because
they're originals, you can get the
you
copies,
can get knockoffs. But back in the day, that would have been 25 quid, 20 quid.
Yeah.
Now it's 100. Yeah. Crazy.
That one goes for more than you can't find that anymore.
I think I'm going to keep that, mate. You went. To yeah.
Time. But this I'll keep this back. One then. Look at this. I'm keeping this.
This was back in the day when they wore the kits for a couple of years as well. So you got your money's worth.
You've gone for the Arsenal shirt. I thought you were a Tottenham fan.
I am a Tottenham fan. It's just, I think what I'm going to think I'm going to do each week is wear a shirt of a team who I think have done really well that week. So I was going to wear the Bournemouth kit.
Oh.
So they smashed it this weekend.
Sorry to.
But Arsenal, I think the pressure of playing the first game of the season, do you know what I mean?
Home, yeah.
On a Friday night. Mm. And they actually looked pretty decent, didn't they, to be fair?
And that kit, it's a stunner.
It's a beautiful kit. Fair dues. Arsenal smashed it this year in general. We've got the new black one here as well. Look at that.
Oh.
Beautiful, isn't it?
I feel like you love Arsenal. You're always wearing the key videos, like the
predictions. I know, I do. I wear like these like mad flowery ones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm Tottenham fan.
Even when you're at Watford, you were wearing like other club shirts.
But to be fair, Arsenal are crying out for some intelligent fan analysis. So
yeah, they are, aren't they? I like that. Nice little dig there. Yeah. Got it in, Goldbridge. Are you calling out there, mate?
In general, Arsenal don't have very intelligent fan analysis.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Right, let's talk about Liverpool. Did you watch the Liverpool game on Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday morning kickoff. Can I tell a little story to this? So I've spent 20 years playing football, right? I've never, ever been able to sit in the pub on a Saturday afternoon and watch the early game, watch the results come in from 3 o'clock, and then watch the late game. And I've got to do it on Saturday, right? And I had the time of my life. I took my son with me, I had my dad with me, my brothers. It was world class. Liverpool, I expected a bit more from them.
Yeah, they should have started Nunez, I think, speaking to a lot of Liverpool fans. But you can't take anything away from Fulham. I thought they were well organised. They gave up the possession, but when they had the possession, they used it really well. I think Van Dijk was off.
Yeah.
Matic was off.
The penalty, I've got to say, the penalty from Van Dijk, it's a little bit sloppy, isn't it? Yeah. It's lazy defending almost.
I think that we'll probably talk about it when we're talking about Chump of the Week and all that lot, because I'm not happy with VAR this weekend. I think there's quite a few to discuss, but on that, I think it's so hard as a fan to understand the rules.
Yeah.
And on that, I was actually doing a watch along for it, and people are like, it's not a penalty. I says, that's a penalty, because basically what they do is the referee's given the penalty and it's not a clear and obvious error. It might be soft, but they won't overrule it. And I said, if he hadn't given it, VAR wouldn't have given a penalty either. They'll just stay with the ref, and it's about getting the right decision. Get the right decision.
It's a penalty because even in the Man United game,
that was a penalty. I was going to say that's a penalty, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was a pen. Yeah. I was under no idea why they didn't give that.
And if that happens to United next week at Brentford, we probably won't get it because of that. And I'm just like, just give it. We're going to lose anyway. Give all the bad decisions. Get them all out of the way. Send McTominay off as well.
We're not talking about Man United. Leave Man United alone, right? We've moved on to Liverpool now, yeah?
Can I just say, the reason Liverpool lost that game is mentality. They thought they could go to Fulham, Craven Cottage, we'll beat these guys.
Yeah.
We went to Champions League final, won two cups. We've got Trent, we've got Van Dijk, we're world class. Mitro hit them. Yeah. Hit them!
Did you expect Mitro to score a couple goals? Because I've got to say, he's done it. It's like year after year, they get promoted, he doesn't do well. Championship score, a shed load of goals.
Have you faced him?
Yeah. I think this year, though, he's different. He looks a bit leaner. He looks a bit like, you know what I mean? He's like, he's lost a bit of like weight a little bit, and he looks sharper, and he looks good to go, doesn't he? Yeah.
Well, he knew that was a big game. He was building up to it in pre-season, down the gym, looking like he's still got that core. So if he can be a little bit more on the move, what's the word?
Mobile.
Mobile is the word I'm looking for. And you could see that at the back post, none of them could handle it. But it's whether teams now pick up and understand what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Do you think, I do think there's a lot of agendas in football. And I think the first thing I saw was people going in on Trent. And I'm like, hold on a minute. Mitrovic is clever. He's got himself 5 yards. The cross is perfect. Yeah. He's got the run on him. I've played defence. You played at the highest level.
You're right, yeah.
There's not a lot Trent can do. He can't see him.
He's got to go down. He's got to hold his ground, hasn't he?
Trent's backtracking, and Mitrovic is moving on to it.
Give credit to the striker.
Exactly, yeah.
Give credit to the striker, but a stronger right back. A stronger right back heads that out.
I just think he's got to hold. I think it's very difficult because he's got the run on him.
But there's always a way of defending.
He's got to hold his ground a bit better. But I think give credit to the striker.
So, 100%.
I think we're agreed. Fulham were decent, but when Liverpool bought Nunes and Harvey Elliott, by the way, when Harvey Elliott came on, because they came on at the same time, he looked
lovely.
$1 million. They looked really, really good, didn't they?
The new sub rule just is perfect for Liverpool with Fabio Carvalho and Harvey Elliott just connecting play. I think Liverpool, when they gel with the new forward line, I think it's going to be good for them.
It's time for unpopular opinion of the week. And it might not be my opinion. It might have been something we've read on the internet. It could have been one of your guys' opinions. Today's opinion comes from Jamie, okay? So Jamie, who is behind the camera currently right now, so it's his fault if you all disagree. Get in the comments down below, by the way. But Jamie has said he doesn't think Liverpool will get top four this year.
It's very unpopular.
Very unpopular.
It's
what is he on?
It's a wrong opinion. Yeah,
you can't judge off one, no?
Liverpool and Man City will breeze.
You think so,
yeah, I don't see anyone getting close to them.
The thing is about the Reds is once they get momentum, they don't stop. So as much as they got a draw against Fulham, try and stop them when they're winning consistently at Anfield and going away and scoring early and Darwin Nunez starts regularly. It's a different team.
Yeah, I agree. Once he starts, once Nunez gets in the team and he's starting week in, week out, I think he'll start scoring goals and that's it. They won't look back again.
But what do you think about Darwin Nunez? Because his touch doesn't seem to be there and he's a bit of a headless chicken the way he runs around.
He's very lucky on that. We didn't talk about it, actually. He had a chance before he scored where he tried a flick and I was going mad. Like, just hit it properly. Then he did it again.
And
he actually misses.
It was a replica.
And it deflected in.
It came off the defender's foot. It came off the defender's foot, came back to hit his foot and went in.
It looks like it's just a normal flick.
No. It was all over. Lucky. And then the goal for Salah, and then Salah's goal, the ball comes over the top. It's like he's tried to take a touch and then you can see him panic because he thinks he's taking a bad touch.
Yeah. Go straight. Right, I was in Lisbon a few weeks ago. I spoke to a Benfica fan and he said that he was the Uruguayan Lukaku. That his touch is off it and whoever gets him is going to be at fault.
So you're telling me that Liverpool have just spent £90 million on a player. Maybe this then, all right, we're going to change it, okay? So unpopular opinion has just changed because Thogden has come out of an outrageous statement that Darwin Nunez is the Uruguayan Lukaku. I love you, Lukaku, by the way. Right, we're going to talk about Man City now. We're going to talk about... get in the comments down below, though. If you agree with Thogden about Darwin Nunez, get in the comments, all right? We're going to move on to Man City, though.
They will.
Mark, I'm sure you watched the game yesterday, and I'm sure it would have absolutely killed you watching it as well. Man City against West Ham.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. When you're in the position we've been in for a long time as United, begrudgingly you start to enjoy other football because you can't enjoy your own. And I'd love Haaland or Nunez to be at Manchester United. I mean, bloody hell, we're in for an Arnautovic. But what with Haaland again? I know he missed that chance in the Community Shield, and it's just modern social media. They want to go, they're going to flop. Mm. He can miss three sitters and he'll score three goals
in
the same game. I was a bit disappointed with West Ham the way they got caught because that's the ball. When you've got De Bruyne, Haaland, Dortmund, or like if you tell me a perfect Haaland goal, it's running in behind on his left foot, bottom corner, bang, and it'll score 50.
It's acceleration, right? I've seen it before, and we've all seen it at Dortmund what he can do and stuff. But is it actually see it in the Premier League against Premier League defenders? His acceleration, where if that line's a meter too high, he's finding
he's
that
through.
Space. And Kevin De Bruyne, that's him all day. It's game over, isn't it?
And as we said, Areola came on because he injured Fabianski. He injured a player. What he loves to do is get there early and get stuck into players. He showed the opposition, I'm the big man here and you're scared of me. Yeah. So Fabianski goes off injured because of a collision with Haaland. Areola comes on. 1 minute in.
Brings Haaland down.
Straight into him. Penalty. Haaland's created his own goal. He then goes and scores the pen. It's all about mindset. The guy's in their head, rent free. Yeah. And he goes and gets a brace on his debut.
His mentality is ridiculous,
mate,
isn't it?
So how much did it cost Man City? 50 million quid?
I think behind the scenes, it's probably cost them about 150 million.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise.
You reckon? It's a release clause. What can you do about that?
No, they paid about 70 to Man City, but when we wanted him, there's another 100 in all sorts. I think his dad was getting a chunk and all sorts. Yeah. That's why Riola, rest in peace, is he's always done that. He gets these release clauses in, so the club gets a bit, but massive amounts go to
so,
the agents.
So we've got Haaland, say even if it's 60, 70 million, or you've got Mark Cucurella to Chelsea for 60-odd million. Who are you picking out the two? How mad is football?
Yeah.
How mad is football?
I don't know how that Cucurella deal went. I mean, Ted Bowley seems to be bidding on everybody.
He's a good player, though, Cucurella.
Yeah, he's good, but he's not worth 60-something mil.
Well, I can't tell.
He had one good season. And by the way, that wasn't even a full season. And he got one goal, one assist?
Yeah. He's very good, though. He is very good.
He plays, he's more of a, I mean, he plays in a three-back. He's a left centre-back. That's where he's going to play for Chelsea.
Anyway, Man City, they look good, though, yeah?
Yeah, they do.
We're happy with Man City this year, aren't they? Like, even again, yesterday we knew Man City, they didn't look brilliant, But West Ham, they're a decent team and you just knew they were going to win, didn't you?
I do think there's a vulnerability to Man City, though. I do look at their bench. It's a bit young. I do think Zinchenko, Jesus, Sterling, all right, that might not be the best players, but you need those sort of players.
I think they're Zinchenko's very experienced. I do.
And Grealish has got... there's a few players that have got to step up this year as well. So, and I think they're going to lose Bernardo Silva, who I think is fantastic.
Grealish is going to have a great year. He's going to step up this year. Well, his connection with Haaland.
Make or break.
Yeah, but after the two goals were scored, you could see Grealish was creative on the left and has an understanding with Haaland. And it's similar to with Kane for England. They figure out each other. And once they do, the Premier League, mate, it's gone. Every team can't handle it.
Yesterday. I just think he looked a little bit safe, Grealish.
Grealish, you reckon?
Yeah, up until, like I said, up until they went 2-0 up. You know, when he started picking stuff up.
He was getting the ball on the right and people think he was going to do the usual thing, cutting and just square it back, but he was going to the left and whipping it in early.
This league ain't over. It's game week one.
It's already over.
Nuno, 9 points, got sacked in October. Man City will drop points in the next five games.
No, they won't.
Liverpool will go on a run.
No, they won't. Did you say Liverpool to win the league in your predictions?
No, I went Man City.
Oh, exactly. Clip him.
But it won't be. But it won't be like, it's not over. They're not going to win every single game. No one's going to do that.
Right, boys. How is your football knowledge? I know it's incredible, but I want to hear it come from your own mouth. What is your football knowledge
like? People roast me about my football knowledge, so it's not good.
It's not good?
No, people always say, oh, Thogden's ball knowledge is rubbish.
You're the man anyway.
He's a bad loser. We had a headset before, and he wanted a rerun, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What's your football knowledge like?
From a certain area, it's good. Yeah. I had a blackout in the early noughties where I used to go to the pub a lot.
I think this quiz is applicable, mate. It's our era, okay?
Okay.
Maybe a little bit old for you, actually.
No, oh,
I think
God.
You're right.
Wait, is it multi... Or do I have to say...
We take it one at a time, right? Okay. So, because now it's time for the not-so-world-famous football fill-in 60-second quiz. Right, Mark, the premise of the game, very easy. 60 seconds. Answer as many as you can in that time, right? And... as a bonus, at the end, if I start a question and the timer runs out, I'll let you finish, all right?
Okay.
We good to go?
Can I say pass?
You can say pass.
Okay.
Jamie, you got the timer ready?
Ready.
Go. What was the name of the hotel that Mourinho stayed in whilst managing Man United?
Larry.
Boom. Which ex-German international went on to be a pro wrestler in the WWE?
Pass.
Tim Visa. Which club has Gareth Bale recently signed for?
Oh, is it LA Galaxy?
Nope, LAFC. Ooh. Oldest player to play in the Premier League?
Joe Hart.
John Burridge from Man City. Joe Hart? Who scored the first perfect hat-trick in the Premier League?
Van Persie.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. Which player has the most consecutive Premier League appearances ever?
Gareth Barry.
Brad Friedel. What company was the first ever sponsor of the Premier League?
Barclays.
Carling. What club was Paolo Di Canio playing for when he pushed
West Ham?
Sheffield Wednesday. Which two non-English clubs have played in the Premier League?
Cardiff and Swansea.
Boom. Who won Player of the Tournament for Euro 2020?
Locatelli.
Donnarumma. Who was the only undefeated team in the 2010... I've started, so I'll finish, all right? Who was the only undefeated team in the 2010 World Cup?
Spain.
Wow, this is a hard question, by the way. New Zealand, 3 draws.
Huh?
Mate, you had some tough ones there.
I had some tough ones there.
You had some really tough ones there. Jamie, that was Jamie's fault, you know. He came with the questions today.
When you started on that question about Jose Mourinho in the hotel, the Larry, I was just like, I would have got that. I actually would have got that.
I like those questions, though. Because
those are good,
at least I answered them.
Yeah, no, but that one's easy for you. That was like a iconic moment. He would just stay at a hotel. Anyway, come on, let's bring it on. How many yet? Four?
How many was that?
Two? Four's optimistic.
It's on screen anyway. I think it was like three. Two or three maybe, yeah? Right, Theo, ready for this,
yeah,
all right?
Let's do it.
Do you reckon you're beating that?
Yeah. No, because I'm young. These questions, I would have got the same. I would have got about the same, I think.
Right, timer, ready, Jamie. FC Cologne of which animal on their club crest?
Goats.
Well done. Who has managed Reading, Swansea and Liverpool?
Pass.
Brendan Rodgers. Which club has Kasper Schmeichel recently signed for?
Nice.
Which former Villa, Sunderland and Blues player won European Golden Boot in 1999-2000? Kevin Phillips. The Battle of the Buffet or Pizzagate was contested by which two Premier League teams?
I know this. Pizzagate. Was it Liverpool United?
Nope, Man United and Arsenal. When was the last time Tottenham scored 4 opening day goals?
Skip.
99-4. What team has scored the fastest goal this weekend?
Liverpool.
Bournemouth, a minute 56 seconds. How many goals were scored on the opening day?
25.
28. How many penalties were scored on the opening day?
4.
Who's got the most Premier League appearances? Wrong. What? No, 3. Sorry. Who's got the most Premier League appearances ever?
Gareth Barry.
Yeah, well done. Most clean sheets in Premier League history?
Van Sar, I don't know, Van Sar?
No, Peter Cech. Which two... I've started, so I'll finish, all right? Which two English players have won the World Cup Golden Boot?
Harry Kane.
Boom, one.
Alan Shearer.
No,
good. No,
Lineker. Sorry for swearing. Oh, no. I think we've got four, though.
I would have got every question. I would have got the same as you on that.
We're going to have a serious league table. We need the questions to be as hard for every episode.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, Goldbridge, currently...
Bottom. In a big team with United, really.
Top of the table.
How many did he get, Jay?
I'll take it.
Three.
You only have a time.
Three.
I got three?
Yeah.
So it's not the best start to the quiz, yeah, but the questions are good, though, aren't they?
Only way is up. Get us back on.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you back and we'll do round two. Right, time to just quickly touch on the rest of the Premier League games that we haven't spoke about so far. So, first of all, Tottenham-Southampton. Tottenham look decent.
Oh, yeah. They look incredible. They played all the players that they already have and they smashed Southampton out the park.
Yeah.
Saints could have a long year.
It could be a tough year.
It's a good turnaround, though. 1-0 down, you think it's going to be very Spursy. Yeah. And then they're back 2-1 after half an hour.
James Ward-Prowse getting off to a good start.
Yeah.
Kulusevski looked incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. The way... He took the ball and whipped it in for Ryan Sessegnon. That was a crazy goal.
He's a brilliant player.
Beautiful,
wasn't it? But he needs to do that to fight for his place now against Richarlison.
Exactly. Yeah. I think Richarlison's going to struggle to get in.
You think?
Newcastle versus Forest. Mm. Newcastle, good start for them, isn't it?
I watched this back afterwards and I couldn't believe... That was lucky for Forest to only get beat 2-0.
It was, wasn't it?
Newcastle annihilated them. I actually think, as a controversial opinion, if Callum Wilson stays fit, he'll score more goals than Jesus.
Wow.
I think Newcastle. Oh, I've watched Newcastle.
That flick from Callum Wilson.
They're a good
beautiful,
side.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Dean Henderson, though.
He doesn't want to buy that clause.
Yep.
He was treated criminally. I mean, you're a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
All right, you were going to be number one. You got ill. David De Gea was arguably our player of the year. You didn't get back in the team. How's that criminal?
It's life. Were you gutted that Forest lost?
I love it, Theo. Oh, God, I love so it. Old. No, I thought Newcastle were really good, and I think Forest will go down.
Yeah, why would you say that?
No, I don't.
But the thing is, look, just because I'm from Nottingham doesn't mean I support them. Plus, I don't like Lingard, and I'm not a big fan of Henderson. So,
but your son's a Forest fan.
My son?
Yeah.
Why?
He grew up, you know, he's
got to be a Man United fan. 100%.
He grew up in Solihull. He's only five.
Solihull. He'll be a Blues fan. He will, man.
I'm fine for him not to be a Villa fan.
But United at this point.
Did we see the corner routine, by the way? Forest corner routine. Did you see it? Oh my gosh, mate, I've never seen anything like it. I don't think I've ever seen this in the Premier League.
You need to react to it.
It's rubbish. So let me just like describe it for you, right? So corner to Nottingham Forest. Not one Nottingham Forest player in the box. They all started 25, 30.
Halfway line.
Yeah, halfway line, right? And then as he's about to take it in, 10
sprint
players
race.
Just go sprinting into the box like that. The thing is, the corner weren't so great. Big Nick Pope, 6'7", just went, thank you very much. Took it. And I was like, what on earth? The most ridiculous corner routine I've ever seen in my life. Surely they can never do that again, right?
That was an amazing clip, though. It made that's probably one of the moments of the week, if you've got
that should be moment of the week.
Chump
sure.
of the week.
Or, actually, moment of the week could be, after the game, Alan Saint-Maximin, supposedly, did you see the clip? Walked out to the fans with a Rolex.
Huh?
He's got a box. He's got opened it up. There's a Rolex, and he's just given a Rolex to a fan.
No, he hasn't.
Yes,
I love that guy. I love that guy.
That's incredible
heritage.
Isn't it? Do you know what I want to see, though? From now, off the back of that, I want to see fans in stadiums with cardboard signs. Instead of saying, can we get your shirt? I want to say, Dean Henderson, can we have your Rolex, please? I want to see those sort of can't sign.
Wait, but he's the only player that I'd say he connects to the fans more than anyone else in the Premier League.
I wish he connected to my FPL because he's got nothing this weekend.
I said he's going to score 20 goals this season. I said he's a player, obviously. Everybody
he's
knows
a player. He's back in midfield in FPL. Yeah. He's getting some points. But Callum Wilson's the one you want. He's the one you want.
Yeah.
People sold Jesus to go Callum Wilson and it's paying off.
It's just going to stay fit.
Bournemouth Villa. Quick one on Bournemouth Villa. Fantastic start for Bournemouth, wasn't it?
Up the cherries.
Go on the cherries.
Up the cherries. So, no, people are going to roast me for wearing an English club shirt. I don't care. Look, it's beautiful. And they smashed it this weekend. You've got the rule. If they win, you wear the shirt. Arsenal, I'm wearing Bournemouth. Because they look incredible. And the fact, I think, on the short, small pitch, good atmosphere, the fans right by it. They're going to rile it up. Their home form this year is going to keep them up, maybe. I know I've predicted them to get relegated. But if they survive, it'll be their home form.
I won't let them in the Premier League. I think 11,500 capacity is an absolute farce.
Just because you're a Forest fan.
No, he's tried it twice now. 11,500 fans in the Premier League. It's a joke. And you know why I think it's a joke? The 3 p.m. blackout of games.
Yeah.
Because it means that Arsenal, not Bolton, Arsenal, Man United fans. If it's on at 3 o'clock, which it will be, because no one wants to watch Man United Bournemouth, only about 500 fans can watch it, and the rest of the UK doesn't get to watch it. Sort out the rule and get more fans at Bournemouth.
Our guy behind the camera there, Frank, our editor, massive Bournemouth fan, season ticket holder, buzzing off it. He's got the third kit?
I'm going to get clipped
the black
up
one.
Now.
He's got the black one on, it's beautiful.
I hope you get clipped up, because that's a disgrace.
I Bournemouth, I just think the fans, the ground is a joke. And
the ground's brilliant, it's small, it creates atmosphere.
Old school.
It's different to most of the Premier League clubs.
Tough place
you go
to play,
there.
That is, you know. Bournemouth, tough place to play, you know. Really, they're on top of you.
Bournemouth, seagulls flying about as well.
Bournemouth would get 30,000, though, wouldn't they, if you had 30,000? Oh, that's the thing.
No,
point made.
No, if they. I reckon Bournemouth could fill a lot
County
more.
County have got a bigger Bournemouth capacity in the National League than Bournemouth.
Wow.
Yeah, but Bournemouth could fill 30k. They've done it at
that's
Wembley.
That's what I mean. It's a joke.
They've done it at Wembley.
It's not fair.
Okay, anyway, Leeds Wolves, 2-1 to Leeds. Both teams kind of.
I steered clear of this. Do
you
want to talk about it?
Oh, Brendan Aaronson, incredible.
Yeah, he looks decent, doesn't he?
Jesse Marsh has got the Salzburg lads back, and it's really working.
I've got save of the week in this game, by the way. Jose Sa, I was going to give it to Sanchez for the save
that's
he made.
Save. Oh,
I was
going to give it to Sanchez. Miss. That's a miss, though.
Bamford.
It is. Was it the Bamford header? The Bamford header.
The Bamford header, the one where Saar's had to go back on himself. Oh, beautiful.
Can I just say, there is a problem. I think Wolves could even get relegated.
Really?
Yeah, no. They've
hard
got a real problem.
Hard to predict team, aren't they, Wolves?
Yeah, no, but the way last year's season, they were awful. Their form was relegation level, and they've gone and sold Connor Cody to Everton.
Have they? Oh, my God.
Geddes coming in, though,
that's
from
a big
Valencia.
Letter. Who?
Guedes coming in from Valencia, another Portuguese lad.
Oh, the Portuguese winger.
Yeah. They do love a Portuguese
player. They need centre-backs.
Yeah, they look a bit small
Nathan Collins
as well.
Is good, but they've gone from about five to about four, and that's going to be the thing to
he's
watch.
He's a Burnley centre-back that got relegated, though.
Oh, everyone raves about him, though. Don't disrespect Nathan Collins. Twitter will come for you.
Really? Is that what?
I've done it
before. Have you been there?
He's a cracking player.
I love Max Kilman, so I'm saving myself there. He's a great player. But
our player.
He needs Connor Cody next to him.
Yeah, true.
Off
that.
To Everton, yeah.
Right, quickly, Everton-Chelsea.
Yeah. Everton always used to win that fixture.
Yeah.
4 years running.
Last
time Chelsea won it.
They were decent, Everton. Chelsea, you could just see they were probably going to get over the line, weren't they?
Transfer of the season, Koulibaly.
Really?
I think Lampard's getting sacked.
What?
Yeah.
There you go. Is that your first sack of the season? You're going for Frank Lampard?
Yeah, he's too good to get sacked.
No, I'm not impressed.
And 1-0 against Chelsea. Like, Chelsea are quality. They've lost Richarlison, DCLs.
They ain't
going to
score goals.
Can't judge that game.
I think there's a few teams, right? There's a few managers that if their team get off to a bad start, which a few have already, they will be under serious pressure after 3 or 4 games. I think Steven Gerrard.
Well, it's Villa.
Villa.
It's Gerrard against Lampard on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
If you lose that, pressure.
What, Southampton, Hasenhüttl, I think if they get off to a bad start, because they're similar to Wolves, they finish the season brutally.
I think we could
absolutely
see
brutally
all three promoted teams stay up.
Not a chance.
Wow. Has
that ever happened before? Fulham, Mitro looks on it. Bournemouth at home, they'll cause problems.
Frank Buzzin.
Forest, when they get it together,
They're like at a Christmas party. You know,
Forest?
A Christmas party.
Forest.
One pint wonders.
You'd
like
be at their Christmas
pint
party.
They're back into erasure. Second pint, they're going to get absolutely.
You'd be at their Christmas party.
I would, yeah. But like
down the road.
I'm just saying, it's like the. I realise what you said again. It's not getting any funnier. But what
the
I'm saying is, their first. They're just opening day. That's what it is with Bournemouth and Fulham.
Okay.
October.
So you're saying all the promoted teams get that?
You've hit on it yourself. 5 sub rule is going to kill the teams at the bottom.
It will.
Yeah,
the lower
that's
teams
true.
Will struggle with that.
It's good. You've been watching my content. That's
You said it about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, so you hasn't been
so who are we going for? Who are we pumping for? First managerial sack of the season?
Lampard.
First sack of the season?
Yeah.
Brendan Rodgers.
Wow.
Good shout.
Leicester.
First thing
problem. This guy. Leicester have a prop. If they sell Madison.
Harvey Barnes.
Jamie Vardy's linked with teams. Harvey, they're going to have a real problem.
Do you know what the problem is with teams like Leicester? So, you know, so Harvey Barnes, James Maddison, Newcastle have made a bid for them both, right? That unsettles a player. So they
good
know
signings for Newcastle,
they know they'll be going to Newcastle and they would be near on doubling their wages.
Yeah.
You know?
How can you turn that down?
Club on the up.
And then Brendan's thinking, no ambition, I want to move on.
It unsettles players, that does.
Brendan should have taken that Barca job when it was available.
We didn't talk about the Leicester game, by the way. 2-2. Brentford did well.
United won.
Brentford
did
amazing. I just go back to Goldbridge last season when he said Brentford were going down.
Cold as ice, I love it. Right, anyway, it is time for Champ and Chump of the Week. This is the shortlist for Champ of the Week, okay? For Champ of the Week. Somebody's done really, really well. All right, we're going for Pascal Gross.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going for Erling Haaland or
Kulusevski?
Mitrovic.
Okay.
Yeah? So who are we going for?
I'm going to go for Gross. He's got a great record against United, and I didn't even realise he'd scored the second goal till match of the day.
Yeah.
Because I was just too busy. I didn't know who scored it. I was too busy fuming. But yeah, I mean, two goals at Old Trafford. Yeah. That's a great win for Brighton. Graham Potter's a fantastic coach. Yeah, I'm going to go Gross.
Interestingly as well, did you see, I heard on the news today, two people in FPL triple captain Pascal Gross this weekend. Two people.
Who I always hear this stat.
Who are you?
No,
two
but
people?
I always hear this statistic.
That'd be my mum, though. She just doesn't know what she's doing.
Someone probably triple captain Bazunu this week.
100% like, they have as well.
Yeah, it's 100%. Like everyone's got a couple players. Yeah. Like, I think if we're going off solo performances, champ of the week has to be Alexander Mitrovic.
Oh, I like it.
And they would have won 2-1 if it wasn't for the awful defending, Man United-esque, for that second goal. Yeah, Mitrovic just took the piss. Henderson was on the floor. Van Dijk was hopping like Champions League final. Yeah. And Trent, I mean, it wasn't even a contest.
I think I'm going to back you up, Fia. I was going to go Haaland just because I think he looked such a... And I can see what a beast he's going to be. But for an individual performance, first game back promoted, Mitrovic, everybody doubted him. I even doubted him, I won't lie. I said he's not going to score 10 goals this season. Two goals, looked $1 million. We're going to give it to Mitro, yeah?
Yeah.
Well done. So. Alexander Mitrovic, champ of the week, guys. Well done,
well deserved.
Well done. Right, it is time for chump of the week, okay? And the little shortlist for this, you don't want to be in this little shortlist, no, but it is what it is. You can't always have a good game, right? We have got Salisu for his horrific own goal against Spurs.
Great finish. Rashford needs finishing stats.
Yeah, jeez, he does.
We've got Alphonse Areola, who I didn't choose him, by the way. This is Jamie. I didn't choose this. Yeah. Areola, just come on a sub for Fabianski, gives a penalty away straight away. And the third candidate for shortlist is Erik ten Hag. First game, back in the Premier League, expecting big things. Well, some of us
got his tactics wrong.
Lost.
I can't believe
Ten Hag's
in there. McTominay, you love McTominay.
You would put McTominay in every week.
No, McTominay's not the problem. Ten Hag went in there with a tactic and Brighton changed their method.
He
couldn't adapt. You can't blame one player for that.
He would put two in it. It would be McFred. He would put McFred in as champ of the week.
What about
every
the defence?
I've got about nine of them in.
I've put
nine of them.
It's got to be... Salisu.
Salisu. Yeah.
Howler.
Salisu. Great Salisu. Game. It's a clean sweep. Yeah. He should have just cleared it with his right foot.
Why was he trying to...
It's horrible, weren't it?
I think it's just in his mind.
I know. Sorry, Salisu, geez. Chump of the week. Right, and there we have it. The first ever football fill-in show has finished. Our guests were absolutely incredible. Mark Goldbridge.
Thanks.
Well done, mate.
Legend. Legend. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely brilliant, as always. And that has been the football fill-in, filling you in every single week. We've seen it.